Sorry about that. I think I had my thing on mute here. I apologize for that, but it's great to be on. It's great to be a part of the CAA.
Well, great to have you here. Before we talk about your opener and a conference opener that against New Hampshire, how has camp gone for your team, and how are you feeling about your group going into Thursday?
Well, it's gone very well. You know, it seems like we've been in camp now a long time, probably because we have. We reported on August 1st and have been practicing since then. I really like the progress that we're making. There's an energy and excitement about our team, and I think that has a lot to do with being a new member, the new kid on the block, so to speak, in the CAA. And we're just honored to be a part of this conference that is one of the premier, if not the premier, FCS football conference in the country. So we're very excited about that. And as we move forward, I mean, there's certainly no easing into conference play. You know, week number one, we're playing against one of the perennial, historically one of the perennial powers in the conference, a program that's been to the playoffs. I think it is 14 consecutive years at one point. And that's not something that happens by mistake. That happens because you have a program that has a solid foundation, and you have a tradition of being highly successful. So we know we'll have our work cut out for us on Thursday.
Question this morning from Steve Elson. Go ahead, Steve.
Hey, Kevin, how are you?
Good, Steve.
You know, this has kind of been a 30-year growth process for you guys. I'm just curious what this is like for you personally, getting ready for your first CAA game. This is kind of, you know, where you guys have been pointed, you know, since you began the program.
Oh, in a word, it's exciting, you know, and it's invigorating, you know, to take yet another step in the evolution of our football program. I think has excited everybody on the staff, the team, and everybody in our administration here at Monmouth. We know it's a significant step that we're being asked to take. But I think that it's a step that in a lot of ways we're more ready for it than in maybe some of the previous steps that we've taken. So we're excited about the challenges that we're going to have on a weekly basis. We're excited about the association that we're going to have with some great institutions and some great football programs. And we're really looking forward to the competition each and every week.
Now that you've had a chance to do some work on New Hampshire, what do you see? What do they do well? And what are you guys going to have to do well in this game?
Well, I think, you know, they play extremely hard, regardless of the score, regardless of the record, regardless of what point in the season is. Every game to a person, and every special team on their offense, on their defense, every player plays extremely hard and they give great effort. That tells me that it's a team that's extremely well coached, that it's a team that, you know, really has a tradition of winning and understands what it takes to win. And when you play a team like that, you know, in my opinion, you have to be at your absolute best to have any hope of having any type of success when you go through the game. And if you take a deeper look into them, you know, even last year, and I know the record probably wasn't what they had hoped it would be or what they set out to be, you know, they were in a lot of very, very close games, and they were down some key people, people that had were significant contributors to them in the year before. And they still were in every single game of the season, and in many games, you know, were leading in those games right up until the very end. But they're a team that, you know, offensively, they return a quarterback, a young guy who took them to the FCS playoffs in 2019. Their top two receivers return, and they will pose matchup problems for us. They return their tight end, who was the number three receiver. They return their running back, who's a very tough, physical, fast player who contributes to their team in many ways. He's all over the field, offensively, on special teams. And up front on offense, they have an experienced and veteran offensive line. You know, they appear to be a team that wants to establish the run, possibly to take some of the load off the quarterback, but also because I think that's what they like to do. It kind of fits into what I perceive to be their mantra is a football team. And, you know, when you flip to the other side, on the defensive side of the ball, you know, you can't help but be impressed by their defensive front. Their defensive line has some tremendously explosive and experienced players. I think their linebacker unit might be top to bottom one of the strongest units on their roster. And they have some veteran players in the secondary. So, you know, they're going to make it difficult for our offense to run the ball. because we have five new starters in the offensive line, and they have a very, very experienced and productive front seven. You know, they're going to pose matchup problems on the perimeter with us with the size and speed of their receivers. So, you know, we know that we're in for quite a test.
Great. Thanks, Kev.
Yep.
Okay, my next question from Kyle Kenton. Go ahead, Kyle.
Hey, Coach. I wanted to ask about working with your son and also, too, working coaching against him when he was at Lafayette. What's it like having your son on staff?
Well, you know, first of all, it's tremendous. In college coaching, you spend so much time at doing what we all do. And to have your son on the staff with you, I think is exciting, but it's also rewarding that, you know, to watch him work day in and day out and to see what he does and the, you know, the time that he puts into getting his position group to be as good as they possibly can. I enjoy it an awful lot, to be very honest with you. What I didn't enjoy was playing against him. As you mentioned, when he was on the staff at Lafayette, you know, that was tough because we both want to win and we both are going to play to win. Having said that, it was probably toughest on my wife, who didn't really know who she was going to root for in that game. But I think in a lot of ways, it's something that's unique in college coaching. And I think we're both enjoying it tremendously.
Kevin, you talked about all the new faces on the offensive line as you play a road opener in conference play. How nice to have a veteran cornerback like Tony and, you know, what does he bring to that game from a confidence level for that group?
Well, you know, obviously Tony is played in a number of games for, he played in that abbreviated 2021 spring season. And then he played the entire season in the fall of 21. So he's been our starter for the last, I guess it's 15 games that we played. But the thing that stands out about Tony above and beyond his physical skills and physical tools that he has is his level of maturity and his ability to lead. And that was something that was evident day one when he first came into our program in the fall of 20, I guess it was. There was something unique about him as a person, the way he handled himself, the way he ran the offense, the way he called the offense on the field. He's a very intelligent person. He's a natural leader, and he's got a high level of maturity. And I think if you look at those things, that's why he was named and selected one of our captains for this year. It's that experience. It's that leadership ability. It's the competitive drive and desire that he brings to the field every single day.
Switch to the other side of the ball and talk about your defense a little bit. Anybody that's really stood out at camp and how has that group looked early on?
Well, you know, on the defensive side, probably our most experienced unit is the defensive secondary, where we have guys that have all, you know, been in the mix before, you know, from Tyrese Wright and Mike Reed and Eddie Morales are all guys who've played a lot of football for us. So we're going to rely on that group to contribute an awful lot. Up front, we've got some new faces, but we've also got the return of some old faces. Daquan Grimes is back in the lineup after missing all of 2021 with an Achilles injury, so it's good to have him back. We've got some young players around him that are kind of, you know, taking their cue from him, and he's helped directing them and getting them in the right place. And I think our defensive line, although we're not really big, we're as deep as we've been in a number of years there. So I think there's a lot of guys who could see action there.
Before I let you go, just talk about the keys for your team to get a win on Saturday or on Thursday night.
Well, I mean, I think in any season opening game, you know, you've got to play smart football. You've got to make good decisions. You can't put yourself in positions where you're hurting yourself. You've got to do the right thing, and you've got to be able to execute at a high level. You know, in every game, the other team has talent too, and the other team is well coached, and the other team is going to try to win. So you've got to make sure that you're not doing things that are going to prevent you from winning. You've got to do the things where if they're going to break you down, make them break you down. Don't break yourself down.
All right, Kevin, thanks so much for taking time with us this afternoon. Safe travels to New Hampshire, and we'll talk again next Monday.
Appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thank you.